You're listening to Pushing the Envelope, Life at the Cutting Edge of Customs Innovation. I'm Tom Muller with the Cross Border Research Association. On this show, we explore the frontiers of customs creativity in conversations with customs and logistics experts, technology innovators, research scientists, and other leaders in the field. Industry insiders call this show the PennCast because it's part of PennCP, a network for boosting customs innovation funded by the European Union under the Horizon 2020 program. Today, I'm speaking with Joel Teschi, Senior Training Expert at the National Tax and Customs Administration of Hungary. Hello, Joel. Thank you for joining me on Pushing the Envelope.
Hello, Tom. Thank you very much for the invitation.
To start off, could you give our listeners a word on your background and what brought you into Hungarian customs?
Yes, sure. I am working for the Hungarian customs for 26 years right now. But my original university degree is a teacher on biology and geography, which is a little bit far away from customs. I got involved in customs by chance. It means that finishing the university, I had no possibility to work as a teacher in a good secondary school. But there was an open position in the customs office, Artand. It is at the Hungarian-Romanian border, and it was very close to my village, so I applied for this position, and I won this position. So as I mentioned, it was already 26 years ago, and after joining the customs in 2 years, I passed the obligatory customs trainings in the customs school. And later I was asked to be a customs trainer, and I am still working more or less in this position. It means that I am working for the customs training in my administration. In 2010, I got my PhD on military sciences in the doctoral school of the University of Defense.
And it's interesting to me that military sciences would be of relevance to the customs work that you do and to the training that you do. How does a military sciences interface with customs in Hungary?
Yeah, you know the Hungarian customs officers are like a military board, so it means that we are working in uniform. We have weapons, so we are like a military service. So that's why it is a very close connection between the military sciences and customs. And this doctoral school is open for all the military services. So it means that it is open not only for customs officers, but it is open for police, for firearms, of course, for army as well.
Could you say a little bit about Hungary's history in the customs arena? I know there's the proud and long tradition going back to the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Yes, you are right. We are really long tradition and really really long history, and we are really proud of it. It can be said that officially the history of the Hungarian customs started during the Austro-Hungarian Empire in 1867. Count Menyhért Lónyay, the finance minister in that time, established the customs authority with a regulation. This regulation was about the Hungarian Royal Finance Guard. So this date is the official beginning of the Hungarian customs authority. But in the last 166 years, there was a lot of changes in the administration, in the administration. But the customs part always intends to keep these special characteristics of the administration.
What would you say were the key special characteristics of the administration? Key special as opposed to unusual.
I wouldn't say unusual, but I would say special. But the special characteristics means that as I mentioned, the customs is still has a military background, so all the customs officers are working in uniform. We are wearing weapons, and the main tasks of the customs officers, it means that saving the internal market and collecting the customs duties is still the most important part of the customs administration. Of course, as I mentioned, there were a lot of changes in the past in the administration, and the last really huge change was when the tax and customs administration merged to each other. It happened in 2011, and from that moment the administration is called as a National Tax and Customs Administration of Hungary. But in this merged administration, the specialties for the customs officers are still there existing.
Understood. I've noticed, just looking at your background and your current activities, that you have to wear a lot of hats in your daily work. I mean, you're not only a PhD and a lieutenant colonel and a senior training expert at the National Tax and Customs Administration of Hungary, but you're also an expert in cyber training with the Customs Eastern and Southeastern Land Border Expert Team, CELBET. You're a national contact point for the WCO's Customs Learning and Knowledge Community, or CLIC. And you're a member of the training support group of TSG. So, those are a lot of different responsibilities that are sort of overlapping and at different levels. How do you manage those different roles, and to what extent do you have to wear different hats, or are you just doing the same thing in different areas?
It is really challengeable, but of course it not happened from a moment just to another. Uh-huh. I have started my international career in 2005, so it means that it was 18 years ago. My first international activity was under the Digitaxu training support group. And after this activity, I was involved more and more international activities. And in my administration, in my institute, my main daily responsibilities are the tax and customs international training activities. So it means that if there is any international training activities, I am responsible for this. So that's why I am involved in the WCO training activities and in some other training activities as well. Of course, there are a lot of overlappings, or maybe it is better to say connections between these activities. For example, if we are speaking about the CELBET training team activities, the activities in this team, there are a lot of connection with the Digitaxu training activities as well. There are also some connection with the WCO training activities.
This kind of interfacing with multiple different organizations, this kind of multiple layers of activities, is very much in line with the PEN-CP and other EU Horizon projects that intend to increase communication among different groups that might otherwise be siloed. And of course, the challenge is to make that happen on a daily basis within your, let's say, your normal work, your Hungarian customs work. And so we'll talk about that in a bit. What are a few of your most memorable moments, successes, failures, dramatic, funny, as a customs official? Could you share some of those with our listeners?
Maybe the most dramatic moment happened when Hungary joined to the EU. Of course, not the joining to the EU was this dramatic moment, but in parallel with joining the EU, there was a really big reduction in the customs staff. It meant that all the customs officers who were on probation had to leave the administration. And at this time, I was working in the customs school as a trainer, and the students who were there in the customs school on any trainings had to leave the customs school and also finish their customs career just in a moment. So it was really, really terrible to see that moment when more than 100 students just realized that, oh my God, my customs career have finished.
Wow, welcome to the EU, right? That's a tough intro. It must have been hard for morale and to work through that growing pain, let's say.
Yeah, but of course, I am really happy to be in the EU because we got a lot from the EU, and it is really nice to be of the community. But this moment was really memorable and bad memory.
Yeah, I can imagine. Could you tell me a little bit about the reward, the prize that your colleagues put you up for?
It was a really big surprise for me, and of course the point of the reward are that they are something what you haven't expected. This reward is about not only for customs officers but also for all the officers who are working for the law enforcement. So it means that it is for police officers, for firearm officers as well, for prisoners as well. And the best in this reward is that you are not getting this reward from your managers, but you are suggested by your colleagues. And I think it is the biggest reward what customs officers can get in the customs career.
Yeah, having a recognition from your peers is something that's pretty special. I mean, it means a lot, I can imagine.
Yes, you're right.
Slightly larger picture question. How would you characterize the importance of customs in the current world of commerce and e-commerce in terms of rate of change and the importance of identifying risks to society, drugs, precursors, IPR, and so on?
Customs always had an invaluable role in identifying risks to society and fighting against them in the international trade. If we are looking at the Union Customs Code, there are dedicated missions for the customs authorities. It is just mentioned at the beginning of the customs code. And in parallel with the acceleration of the commerce, and especially with the e-commerce, this mission is even more difficult than ever. I think that a high-quality risk management system, the harmonized IT system, I mean customs IT system, the international cooperation and communication, the well-equipped customs authorities, and educated staff, only together are able to fight against all these illegal trade.
Customs seems to be asked to do more with less, take on more responsibilities with fewer personnel and fewer resources. Not always, but that seems to be a recurrent theme. Do you think the general public as a whole appreciates the importance of customs work? Do they understand it and give it the credit that it's due?
Coming back to your previous comments, of course, you are absolutely right that the customs need to do more with less, and it doesn't mean only the EU customs activities based on the Union customs code, but at national level there are additional activities for the customs administration, in which the customs officers need to be involved. And coming back to your next question, in my opinion, the people in general doesn't like officials in uniform. It doesn't mean that it is customs officer or police officer or other officer, but officials in uniform are not welcomed so much. And it is the same with the tax officials, because people still think that if they have a connection with tax or customs official, it means some problem for them. But it can be said that nowadays significant changes are visible in a positive way on this issue. It means that my administration focuses a lot on make the tax and customs activities more visible for the public, and show it as a service, not as a force. We are fighting against the criminals in order to save the society and the economy. And my administration tried to highlight these activities on more and more different forums. It means that on the internet website of my administration, or on the social media, or on the YouTube channels, or also YouTubers are involved who can promoting the customs activities, the customs officers activities in my administration, just to show that what we are doing, how the customs activities look like, and to show the people that we are really for them, we are really a service, not a force. And last comment, what I wanted to mention, that my administration also focuses a lot on tax and customs awareness education for the young generation, and also on the e-services, what are provided by the National Tax and Customs Administration, and these e-services also make easier the tax and customs obligations for the citizens.
Understood. Often customs is expected to carry on several different roles at the same time, several different tasks, and to facilitate trade, optimize protection of society, and optimize duty and tax collection. Is it possible to pursue those goals in a coherent manner and not have them crash into each other?
Yes, it is possible, but of course it is a difficult question. As I already mentioned, it is one of the mission of the customs and the tax authorities. And if we are looking into the EU customs code, in each and every chapter, these two issues, it means the facilitation and protection, are going hand in hand. It means that on each and every activities, the customs code can provide facilities for those customers who are cooperating in a positive way, in the right way, with the customs administration. And on the other hand, in my opinion, the customs authorities need to strive on the maximum protection of the society and maximum duty and tax collection in harmonization with the legislation.
This concludes the first part of my conversation with Zsolt Dessy, senior training expert at the National Tax and Customs Administration in Hungary. Join us soon for the second half of our talk.